This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, and I'm just going to intersperse all these different news items with our guests, so it's going to be a hot 2 hours coming up. Pastor Butch Paul of Call to Decision Ministries joins myself and two guests for an in-depth look at the Christian faith under attack in America. Coming up in about 5-10 minutes, we will be joined by Pastor Jake Wade of Texas, lives right outside Austin. Pastor Wade has put everything he owns behind a Christian school he has run for years. Now the state is threatening to shut the school down because he refuses to be licensed by the state. Of course, Muslim and Buddhist schools require no license, but for Christian schools, it's another story. And it goes on, continuing, even as they set up homosexual high schools. And then in the next hour, we'll be joined by Pastor John Lewis of Indiana. Pastor Lewis was brutalized and arrested by police for exercising his God-given, constitutionally backed right to free speech while protesting in front of an abortion clinic. And they were caught on tape trying to frame him. Cops beat you up and then accuse you of assault. Now, right now, let's get some callers out of the way. Good to hear from them. Jim, where are you calling from today?
Alex, I'm calling from Indiana. How you doing?
Pretty good. Welcome.
I have a couple of questions for you. Number one, you said something about life extension and the globalist. Would you go over that again?
Well, I mean to make a film about it in the future. I've mentioned it. I've covered news stories. There's a chapter in my book, Descent into Tyranny. How are they going to give life extension technologies? It's easy to extend somebody out with the technologies they've got to 200 years. Okay? You always hear about these new cures, but they never make it out to the people. They have clinics in the underground bases. This is admitted, folks, where only a few thousand top elitists and top scientists and others get chosen, actors and others get to go, and they're given life extension. They then have to stage their deaths. And the elite want to just make this out in the open, so they want to kill 80% of us to, quote, save the earth, and so they and their progeny, and yes, an engineered underclass, they say engineered, a genetically engineered servant class will serve them in a utopia-type society and go forward to the stars, blah, blah, blah. It's 2001 eugenics, megalomaniacal, delusional behavior.
Okay. Something else. The other night I was listening to you, and you mentioned something about, I think it was assault weapons ban. I didn't catch all of it.
Bush says he'll sign that. Good chance of being added on as pork barrel and pass. Republicans are sponsoring it with Democrats. And it will ban all semi-automatic shotguns down to double barrels.
Okay, you were mentioning about 19 with Clinton and 62 or 63 with Bush. Is that the number of different items that are going to be on there now?
There are 90 different guns that get banned in one area, 60-something here, 16 there. It's basically 90% of guns will be banned from possession, not just sale.
So you're saying like ARs, M14, so on and so forth?
Everything. Any semi-automatic handgun, any semi-automatic, everything.
Okay. Have you got this on your web yet or not?
We've posted it about 10 times. It's now in archives, but it's in the NRA's Legislative Alert Center.
Okay. Now, that lists all weapons, then it's supposed to go on there. Is that correct?
It's so broad, according to Larry Pratt. Basically, it bans almost everything.
Okay. Well, coming down to it then, I guess.
Sounds conservative, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it definitely sounds conservative. Definitely. So.
Well, you know, they called for total, complete amnesty, blank check for anybody that can get here. And it's sponsored by Republicans. Very conservative.
And you say Bush is going to sign on to it.
Oh, he's pushing it.
Well, it's getting close.
And the NRA will admit in their Legislative Alert Center because of the pressure by real gun groups, but in their First Freedom magazine, Bush is wonderful.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for your time, Alex.
You bet.
Bye.
Give the 5 million NRA members, good question, sir. If the 5.5 million NRA members found out about it, gave a person their First Freedom magazine and said, read this, that'd be 10 million people, unstoppable lobby, to get our Second Amendment back and repeal gun laws. instead, the NRA's told you, just accept it. No more repeals. You're just going to accept more laws.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation. But during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-866-YO-COBRA. The Cobra Head is like having a steel fingernail. This tool plants, scalps, cultivates, transplants, dethatches, harvests, furrows, digs, you name it. The Cobra Head can do it. With the Cobra Head, I can make quick work out of weeding my garden beds, especially between the garden rows where space is tight. I love to spend time in the garden as any gardener does. But now my time in the garden is a lot more productive. The Cobra Head handheld multi-purpose garden tool has certainly earned my personal stamp of approval, and I'd recommend it to anyone. But don't take my word for it. The Cobra Head just received the recommendation and seal of approval from the National Home Gardening Club after being tested by 200 members. Don't wait another minute. Call toll-free 1-866-YO-COBRA. That's 1-866-962-6272, or visit CobraHead.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. John in Tennessee and others, your calls are coming up here. In just a little while, there is so much news. I want to throw it out at our guests, who are both well aware of the New World Order. Of course, I didn't spend enough time on this yesterday. They are going to make Christian bookstores and Christian homes accept not just the homosexuals, but now the cross-dressers. And I guess that if I wanted to move into somebody's house and want to bring my barnyard pig that I'm married to, they'll have to accept that too, or you get a $100-something thousand fine and jail time. I mean, this is the thought police, the secret police, but I got video out of L.A. where the homosexuals spit on pro-life demonstrators and police break their arms. I have footage of them macing women with babies in their arms as people scream satanic curses and cuss in leather outfits. I mean, it's the pit of hell, but I guess that's okay. And they've now announced that it looks like six states, because they said four in one article, now they've got other articles of two other states, are already part of this matrix system. Well, I've called it a matrix of evil. I've got a new film coming out called that, by the way, but it's a control grid, and it's here, it's with us now. They're announcing the Centibots, the DARPA's going to put on the streets, the drones are about to get FAA and congressional approval. be in our skies, looking through our walls. That's not a free society, folks. And we're going to go over the news and talk about real discrimination. The word is persecution of Christians. I've read mainstream articles in Texas where, you know, kids miss a day of class, they got to go to in-school suspension. An article in South Texas, and they searched their bags now, training you how to be a prisoner, and they found the two young girls, two sisters in middle school, 7th and 8th grade. They just come from a Saturday morning Sunday school, and they grabbed the Bibles out. They were Seventh-day Adventists, but just mainstream folks, grabbed the Bibles out, slammed them on the ground, threw them in the trash, and said, I'm calling CPS. This was in the newspaper. But then the schools pay to have your kids taken to Harry Potter and pay to take them to these homosexual camps at colleges where they train them how to do this, pedophilia right out in the open. That's the new America, folks. And then we're evil for trying to protect our families and basically just be normal human beings in God's creation. Pastor Butch Paul of Call the Decision Ministries, calldecision.com, is joining me and two guests today in an in-depth look at the Christian faith under attack in America. And we're going to be talking with Pastor Jake Wade of Texas near Austin. Pastor Wade has put everything he owns behind the Christian schools. He has run for years in Texas. Now the state is threatening to close them down because he has refused to require no license. And the state, of course, doesn't make Muslim or Buddhist schools have a license, but they're requiring him to have a license because he doesn't. They're coming after him. This is amazing. And at the same time, they're starting homosexual schools. Just, again, I didn't know school's all about sex, but and your preference, as they say, but now it is, so they can expand the size of these devil cults, basically. And believe me, folks, they're out recruiting. So joining us is Pastor Butch and, of course, Pastor Jake Wade. Good to have both you gentlemen on the show today.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Alex.
And Alex, amen.
Pastor, I'm familiar with your work. Just good, basic Christian schools. I know the kids don't learn how to snort cocaine or don't have video cameras by the school in the 10-year-old dressing rooms like they do in Tennessee and Texas. I know at your schools, you don't teach them about how the UN's good. You don't teach them how to report on your parents for owning guns, which the BATF does in thousands of school districts. I know your kids don't thumb scan to get school lunches, no cash allowed, training them for the Matrix control grid, now announced by DARPA. Tell us the story of your schools and what you've been through.
We began schools because my wife and I were teaching as substitutes in the federal school system, unaware of how bad it was. And when we realized what was going on, we decided to start a school and give these children in the local area a chance to go to an alternative Christian approach. And we tried, at times it was just mom and pop, we tried to get substitutes from the certified bunch, and nobody could do the academics. Forget the spiritual, they couldn't keep up with our academic program. So
exactly. Now that's come out that most of the teachers can't read and write and can't do basic algebra.
Amen.
I remember that in school, and I had to go home and get help from my dad. I remember teachers couldn't answer my questions.
That's horrible.
I was, 12 years old, but they sure know how to teach you how to take your Ritalin.
We do not accept Ritalin or any other drug in our school, and we have...
Now, wait a minute. You don't accept kids being given methamphetamine?
No, sir.
But you don't accept them taking hallucinogens?
No.
Like Prozac?
No.
That's pretty radical. You mean you don't... Okay, well...
We have this theory that God doesn't make junk, so we ought to be able to teach anybody.
Well, actually, the real scientific studies show that the hyperactive young males are going to be the leaders.
Amen.
And that's what they're targeting. I mean, I would imagine all three of us were pretty hyper.
But
I imagine the discipline kept us in line to be the men we are today.
Amen.
Please continue, Pastor.
You hit the nail on the head, because what we're doing is stifling leadership for control by the federal folks. That's what they're doing this for. If you don't have any leaders from the ranks, then they've got us.
Well, you see, Alex and Pastor Jake, we I know all three of you. I know both of you men well, and I know myself personally. I'm a type A plus personality. Always have been. When I go to do something, I go at it as hard as I can and as strong as I can. And they don't want that type of manhood in America. They want people who are more docile.
And we have the official, we've had the head of the Department of Education Policy, number two position, for 4 years, 80 to 84, a big, nice blue blood from the East Coast, Charlotte Iserby. Her dad was Bohemian Grove. And she published the documents where they said, the family is a disease, UNESCO, it must be destroyed. Young males that raise their hands and answer questions quickly are leaders. They must be neutralized. It is official. Go ahead.
Well, this is nothing but brain neutering. That's all it's doing to the children, the drugs. And not only the drugs, but the teachings themselves are absolutely destroying the children's initiative or ability create their own thoughts, their own reasoning. And besides that, Pastor Jake, I'm sure will hate me on this, unless you have some sort of basis or truth to build your thought process on, you can't think anyway.
Well, it's garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly.
Relativist doesn't have a rudder, so what happened? Now, I know for a fact, because I went to private school a few years, and most of it in public, but I know that you've got accredited and unaccredited schools. You don't have to have their, quote, accreditation, which basically means they've got a funnel of Ritalin going into the school and stupid teachers with a certain socialist outlooks. But I know that the law says you don't have to, and I know they've got all these weird Buddhist and New Age schools that are just fine, but I know they're targeting Christian schools saying you can't be out of our system. Tell us about it.
One of the things we did to briefly finish the scenario, we had to start a college to teach our own teachers because we couldn't find any that could work in the system. We wanted Christian teachers that were called, not certified. We can't use a certified teacher. They're ingrained in this federalist system. The thing we do, we're very radical because we do not teach Harry Potter. We're not going to do witchcraft. We're not going to do satanic practices. In fact, to the contrary, we teach very staunchly David Barton and the Constitution. We teach very staunchly. We have posted on the board the UN agenda. We have the NEA agenda on the board so that our children, if they want to become...
I'll tell you, that's incredible, Pastor, because when people tell their kids, oh, you can't drink and party because that's what big people do and that's too cool, well, of course the kid runs out and does it. But if you explain to them how this society wants to scientifically turn them into prisoners, they will never rebel because they will understand that rebellion is what the system has created, and they will rebel against the system itself. Go ahead.
Amen. What happens is, and we get this every year, kids will come on a given morning and say, last night we saw this on the TV. Brother Wade, is that right? We have developed a group that thinks for themselves. They know the Constitution. They're saying, is that constitutional? They're asking us these questions, and it's 7- and 8-year-olds.
Now, top federal recruiters, top university recruiters, and Fortune 500 recruiters, my dad's a mid-level, pretty high-level executive in a company. He goes to these seminars he's supposed to go to, and they'll have top guys admitting they're now talking about the New World Order and saying, this is in big hotels in downtown Austin. We've dumbed people down. We've got to get all the homeschoolers now as our people. They're the only ones that can think. And I've seen my family that's been homeschooled being snatched up by Fortune 500. They know what they've done, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And the problem is that when you put this out, and I know you've done this, they're looking for 80% of our graduates to be a workforce that they can determine. It's just like communist Russia. We're doing the same thing over again under the guise of what, democracy?
Well, of course, they choose the profession for the children by the time they're in eighth grade.
Yeah, that's goals 2000.
Yes. They've already got the profession chosen, a coal miner or a doctor, and that's where they plan them. That's where you stay. This is total mind control from the get-go.
But it's amazing in our schools. Our children say, what? They can't do that to us, and the parents haven't got a clue. We need to teach the parents more than we do the children.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Stay there. Yeah, we've gotten to the point where the government says we're the boss. Do this, pick that up, jump this high. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is freedom. No, it's not freedom. And folks, you've got to get your kids out of these public schools. The problem is most of the private schools are spewing the same propaganda. Stay right there, gentlemen. We'll be right back with both the pastors.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Sharon lost 28 pounds with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
So I have arthritis, and I have a thyroid problem and blood pressure, and Vim and Vigor has really been a blessing to me. I've lost 28 pounds and counting, and I thank them very much from the bottom of my heart.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls on this issue or any of the police state takeovers will be discussed in the next segment. If you'd like to join us on air, folks, it's 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And all across the country, I see the articles every day. Homeschoolers, Christians, even secular private schools are being punished if they're turning out high-quality students, but especially Christians. There was a little lady, 15 years old, young adult, with a 3.84 grade average. We had them on the show. It was in the New York papers. She was on the news for her 3.84 average at 15, graduating from an accredited college. The CPS saw it and is now trying to take her from her family, calling it an extreme form of neglect. So, again, to them and their twisted logic, I mean, she's happy, she's intelligent, we had her on, you know, it's great. And there have been other homeschoolers who at 13 beat the 18-year-olds in the spelling bees. They get CPS at their door. Why isn't your kid in school? You didn't sign the papers. These are evil, wicked devils. Pastor Jake Wade, right outside Austin, Texas, started Christian schools and an academy to deprogram teachers. And in this so-called free society, they're coming after him. Continue with what's happened, Pastor. And Pastor Butch, jump in any time.
Well, I would like to say something very quickly, if you don't mind, gentlemen. Pastor Jake, I know you know this well as I do, that not only is the enemy on the, we'll say, the civil authority against us, but most of the so-called churches think you're nuts also, am I right?
Yes.
Well, that's because they're about to get, I was about to add, the faith-based initiative. They're all going to be federal pimp secret police agencies. The local Baptist church in Austin, the biggest in Austin, has UN Day, anti-gun day, everything.
Well, these people have been brainwashed also by the same people that brainwashed most of other people. We're so few in number that's almost ridiculous. That we're
Council of Churches.
Yes, absolutely. But you know, in Acts chapter 24, Paul was facing the governor Felix, and the people that brought him before Felix were the high priests of the day, the church of the day, and they had they brought in a professional speaker. Now, this is in Acts chapter 24, a professional speaker by the name of Tertullus, to accuse Paul of sedition against the civil authority. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing to Pastor Jake here.
So they basically bring in their change agents or
exactly.
their actors. Exactly. They're professional liars. Pastor Jake Wade, tell us about the persecution, just like they have in communist China, that we now enjoy here in the homeland.
Well, first of all, our sedition goes to the point of we charge $25 plus a little shipping and handling for any called pastor that comes for the full course at our school, at our college. $125 for any called teacher that wants to prepare to teach. That's really racking up the dollars. And the state of Texas thinks we're out here running a paper mill of some kind, and it's just the opposite. We were at Ron Paul's office yesterday. He read what I'm about to read you. It's just one statement. And he was appalled. He has claimed he's going to help us with this. Here's what he read, which was the latest court's finding for us.
Okay, for people that don't know, you can buy law enforcement magazines and buy any badge, any diploma you want. You guys, but anybody who really wants to, can start a school where people physically come and buy training courses. But they're saying this is wrong. Go ahead.
Yes. What they've done is they've said because we will not subject ourselves to their scrutiny, and I understand that we have begged them to come and audit us, but they don't know how to do that, and they can't find 40 miles south of Austin. Here's what it says from our lawyer. By now, you may have been informed that the Austin Court of Appeals has affirmed the judgment that the state of Texas may regulate course content and qualification of those who teach purely religious disciplines.
Now, that's the government. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That is 180, that the state can regulate anything that's religious. That is amazing.
Yes. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. In fact, the board that sued us is illegal.
But, and then, Pastor Jake, how much have they fined you already?
Well, I just heard from, I was talking to the lady in our lawyer's office this morning, and she said the total bill for all of us that are in this, there's about 11 of us, is up to $2 million now that they're fining us for doing this without a license.
They are the criminals.
Yes.
They should be arrested.
Amen.
Imagine our founding fathers if they saw Christian schools turning out great students. Well, they're going to take the 15-year-old with a 3.84. They're blocking her getting her college diploma and trying to take her to a foster home. I mean, they don't, the folks, their official plan says they want to dumb your kids down. They are criminals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they are inhaled. 07091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
John, Mark, Robert, Cheryl, others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I've got a key announcement here. Over 400 cities and three states now have passed laws barring the Patriot Act, saying that it's unconstitutional and violates our God-given rights. Some of the liberal cities have used it as a way to protect illegal aliens. That was already happening. The feds weren't after him despite that. The feds are already wanting to accept the matricula and have blanket amnesty. But, yeah, the left got that inserted. It's wrong. It's bad. It's un-American. But overall, the rest of the laws that have been passed have been good. And now conservative states like Alaska and a lot of conservative cities have been passing conservative or constitutional resolutions that have more meat in them standing up against the Patriot Act. Now, I was one of the first people to do this before the ACLU, before the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. I had written a law, and parts of it have been used in many cities. Different cities take different parts of other people's resolutions. And I introduced it to Fredericksburg, Texas, Austin, Texas, Travis County. And then others got involved and formed big committees and meetings. And thousands of people have met at different areas, you know, with 350 attending individual meetings here in Austin at any one time. And they lobbied the city council, and it was item 37 today, and they're meeting at the LCRA building because they're building a giant new armored city council, but literally an armored camp downtown. But while that's happening, they're meeting at the LCRA building off of Lake Austin Boulevard across from the Hula Hut in the big LCRA land grab and water grab complex. And it was item 37. They're on item 36 right now. Normally an item 37 would be in the afternoon or at night. We have neighbors and friends that are planning to go. I'm planning to go this evening. But, of course, they looks like they're being sneaky and doing it in the middle of the day. We don't know what's going to happen. It is important. But just the fact that folks are aware of this and standing up and that my neighbors on both sides of me And friends around town are planning to go, tells me you're going to have a big crowd down there. But that may be why they're planning to try to pass it while or not pass it while no one's really up there. But we do have some reporters there on site, and they'll be on the show a little bit later today. Before I go back to our guest, where we talk about the destruction of freedom and the Bill of Rights and the literal Sovietization of America, I mean textbook, classic, folks. Before I do that, I do want to remind listeners that this show needs your support. And that means our AM and FM affiliates need your support. Their sponsors do. Our national sponsors do. And I do. My staff does. And we've produced powerful, full-length feature documentary films. And my three newest, I'm told, are my best, 911, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement. They're all over 2 hours long. Road to Tyranny is 2.5, Police State 3 is 2 hours and 40 minutes. They're $25.95 a piece. You really get three videos for the price of one. But when you order three of any of the videos, they drop down to $20 a piece. So don't procrastinate. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny, as well. Get my films, make hundreds of copies for non-profit, educational, not-for-sale purposes. Get them, make copies, hand them out to everybody. Wake America up. It is working, but not fast enough. People have been in tyranny so long, they can't recognize it when they're immersed in it. So don't wait, folks. Get my videos, peruse the website, Infowars.com or Infowars.net. Go to our secure online shopping cart and order the pro-gun, anti-tyranny T-shirts. Get the works by Tex Mars we carry or George Humphrey. Get my videos, my book, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So stop doing nothing. All right, going back to Pastor Jake Wade, who sets up Christian schools in Texas and around the country that are not incorporated, that are not licensed by the government, which, again, he points out, and I've seen it in the news, Buddhist, witchcraft schools, secular schools don't have a problem. But if you're a homeschooler or a Christian, look out. You win the spelling bee, the CPS sees it in the paper, they hate your guts, a mind they didn't ruin, they come after you. At least to make examples, you're still a lot safer out of the public schools just from the shootings and the drugs and the sex and the brainwashing. Statistically, private schools, Christian schools, homeschools are much safer, better academically, but they try to make these case point examples to scare people. You were talking about $2 million in fines by some little board they just set up out of nothing. It's this new government system of kangaroo courts just set up by nobody. And you were saying the state court was saying, read that quote again, Pastor Wade.
Okay. It says, and I quote, "The judgment states that the state of Texas may regulate course content and qualifications of those who teach purely religious disciplines."
You well, see, number one, you're not purely religious. You teach world history. You teach mathematics. You teach English. You teach the basics. You have, you know, high test scores. All
Lord,
that's
SAT.
Going on. And, but at the same time, the statement that the government regulates religion, that is, again, a 180 from the Texas Bill of Rights and the U.S. Bill of Rights.
But not only that, Alex and Pastor Jake, it's a lie. They do not regulate all religions, only the true faith, the only one they're afraid of, Christianity. They don't regulate Buddhism or Hinduism. They're allowed to flourish, and they promote those in the school system.
They do.
But for the Christian faith, the one that they're really afraid of, where the truth is found, they are attacking us on every front. So this ought to make, at least let us take heart in knowing that we're doing the right thing because they're afraid of us.
Well, that's right. Every time I see the atheist on TV or read their publications or see what the NEA is doing, they teach the Greek gods, they teach voodoo. I remember being in elementary school, they try to make us meditate. It was in all, the whole school. This was in a, you know, outside Dallas. And now it's much, much worse. That's okay.
Of course, we may have irritated them when they found out that we teach one of your tapes in our schools, and we do Tex Mars in our college as required reading for how to deal with idols.
Oh, I didn't know that. What video do you use?
The 9/11.
Oh, my goodness. What did they think of that?
Oh, the kids think that it's exactly right, and I, having metallurgical background, I explained to them how this was set and planned, and no plane knocked the buildings down. That's pretty easy to see.
Just basics, basic mathematics, and you add all the other evidence on it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they can keep trying to arrest people for saying the world's round. All over the world is realizing the globalists did September 11th. So they can keep trying to lock you up, Mr. Galileo, but it isn't going to work. So $2 million in fines. I know you're going to appeal it. Tell us about this kangaroo board, because I know they've got these unelected things all over the place now.
I got into this deeper because my buddy up in Rockdale, Dr. Dennis Brooks, was doing the Institute for Teaching God's Word Seminary, and they were shutting him down. because he didn't have 25% secular curriculum. He's only teaching theology, and he states that. But he was beaten up, and I really got further into it and went to the state of Texas and wrote the governor and said, I have a plan to help solve your problems in public school. He said, then call this guy at the Higher Education Board, and he will get you going. I called him, and he said, how arrogant, how big shot do you think you are? You're going to tell us how to run this? We don't think so.
Yeah,
stop
look at how we dumbed
doing.
Your kids down and taught them how to live destructive lifestyles and prepare them, prep them for prison. You
Amen.
Shut up, slave.
Yes, yes. And I just will not bow to that, so we actually went after
this,
them.
What was this scumball's name?
Linkletter.
That's amazing. So and continuing, go ahead.
The guy that sued us was a Dr. Brown, and where he got his PhD, I have no clue because he can't even spell in what he attempted to. They threatened us. They said you must use only your terminology. You cannot use anything we protect. We went to the point of changing everything on our website, everything in all of our documentation to accommodate them.
What do you mean
and
changing
made a disclaimer. Telling them we wouldn't use anything the state did and didn't want to, and they fined us for a word that I made up.
Oh, so what was the word you made up?
Credendor. It's
what's
not in the dictionary. My wife and I made it up one night and told them this is what we're going to call one of our degrees, and they fined us $43,000 for using that word.
Yeah, I wouldn't. See, I think you made the mistake up front of even going to the vampires to get permission.
Oh, I didn't. At that point, I was in their face.
Yeah.
I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to prove how stupid they are because I wrote a book called Adjusting the Lifters. The Credendor degree is in Adjusting the Lifters, and they did not do any research. They don't know it's not a word. They sued me for something that doesn't exist.
Well, that's amazing, and well, that's how we get new words. Like, weekend is only a 50, 60 years old. I mean, all these words are. That's how we get the word email, or Orwellian, or doublespeak. I mean, people invent them; they make sense. Folks use them, like neocon. That was their own word, so now we use it. Or like demo rats, or republicrats. But continuing. So, where are things now? Ron Paul saw this.
It's interesting that his associate there, a young lady who was very courteous to us and handled us before he got there, is intending that we put a school in her neighborhood, in her little town of Goliad, and we're going to get together with her and do so.
Now, say that again.
One of the people in Ron Paul's office wants a school in Goliad, and we're going to go set her one up.
Well, absolutely. I mean, how wonderful would it be? I've looked at Christian school curriculum. I've looked at the best private school curriculum in Austin. It's just a little bit less New World Order. It's what they were teaching 10 years ago in public schools.
We use predominantly a Becca. We use some of the stuff I've written. My latest book was sold out, and it delineates the problems that we're talking about in education. But the Becca books are all Bible-based. They are constitutional. They have the republic as the best form of government.
And
there.
So you've got just this this imaginary board, and they're making new ones literally every week, telling you that they're going to fine you millions of dollars for starting your own Christian schools.
We're apparently teaching something that they do not approve of, and they will not even come to see. I don't think
that's called truth. Pastor Jake, it's called truth.
So, I do not believe
so they are, by the definition, the commissariat or the political police of the government. They're commissars, folks.
Yes.
Okay, we're about to go to some calls. Where does this go from here?
Well, I have already told them that it's the only way they're getting me out is to kill me, and they better be careful because I'll do more good as a martyr than I will alive. I'm not quitting until we get schools all over the country and we take people back to where we were 150 or 200 years ago.
And we have
and we've even got McGuffey readers.
And we have
Amen.
The best kids and the best
Amen.
Teachers in the world. Also, I mean, what more do you need where they target the college homeschooler who has a 3.84 graduating at 15, so the CPS is trying to take her from the family. A middle-class professional family making $400,000 a year. I mean, if they'll go after them, I mean, what does that say? They're a cult who wants to make sure our kids are mindless, drooling idiots.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Pastor Butch, any comments before we go to John and Mark and Robert and Sheila?
There's not much I can add to what y'all are saying, except that this doesn't surprise me at all, because Pastor Jake is putting out too much evidence of what's happening with your, of course, with your videos, his books, and other materials. The children he's producing cannot be controlled by the mass media nor the New World Order, so therefore they can't stand to have this kind of teaching allowed in, of all places, Texas, and then spread across the country. So they're going to make a martyr if they can, or maybe not a martyr, but an example of Pastor Jake. If we allow them to, they will do this.
Can I make one quick statement?
Sure, go ahead.
If I had 18 to 20 million, we would just put these all over this country and say, come, and the good people of America, the good Christian people that know that this is a good thing, would come to them, and we would set them up and run them. Short of that, we've already started 10. We're going to build them anyway. Anybody out there that wants to do this, we'll find some way to get you started, turn it over to you. We just need to put the Bible back in the laps of our children and the Constitution as the foundation.
Amen.
Well, that's it, and that's deadly dangerous. Well, they outlawed it in Russia and China. Welcome to America, folks. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
I've got 2 points. As for private schools and zero tolerance of the right to carry firearms, I went to Tennessee Military Institute, which was a Christian school for grades 7 through 12, and we were ordered to carry M14 assault rifles on school grounds for hours at a time. We were educated on using lawful deadly force.
And I bet you never had a shooting or a problem.
No. In fact, it was sort of a reform school for troubled youth.
Oh, well, that, you know, my dad, public school, East Texas, big school, just walked right in with a shotgun if he was going shooting after school.
Well, Alex, I carried shotguns for me with it on a school bus, left him on the bus all day to go hunt with friends after school, never had a bit of problem.
Yeah, that was back when we were in a sicko, demon-possessed society.
Well, TMI is now a Japanese-only boarding school, so I wonder if it went bankrupt as a policy to take away our guns rather than fall out of the Vietnam War syndrome. Also, Sarah Brady is a Republican, and John Hinckley's father was a high-level CIA agent with Bush Sr.
And they had a meeting the night before, a luscious dinner.
That's right.
With the president.
Yes.
So guns with the vice president.
The guns should be taken away from the 5-time convicted felon George Bush Jr., not from law-abiding Americans.
Amen.
All right. Well, look, criminals want your guns. It's not hard to figure it out. And what's the first thing a criminal does is he ties you up and makes sure you don't have a weapon. So the criminals run things. They want your guns. I mean, you know, it's not hard to figure out, folks. Stay there, Pastor. Both pastors. We're going to go to Mark and Robert and Sheila and others that are holding patiently. We're going to hold you over a little bit in the next hour. We've got another pastor coming on where the police beat you up if you stand on the street corner preaching.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We can. I'd like to keep Pastor Jake Wade over into the next hour with the other great pastor we've got joining us, John Lewis. You know, I aired this footage years ago on cable here in Austin. It was footage out of St. Louis and footage out of L.A., and it was Catholic priests and Protestant preachers protesting abortion clinics, and the police would come over, take nunchucks, break their arms, spray mace in babies' faces. This is what they want to do to everybody. And they got to demonize us first, and they got to do that to the educational system. That's why they carried out some of the school shootings. Well, so they could freak everybody out and demonize guns and make the schools mainly about demonizing guns, which is now a large part of the curriculum. And I'm glad that that John in Tennessee pointed that out. So we got Pastor Butch Paul, we've got Pastor Jake Wade, we got another pastor coming on, and we got your calls. So let's go right to them. Mark in Minnesota, then Robert, Cheryl or Sheila, I forget, and Randy and others. But go ahead, Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you guys doing? And Pastor, do you actually teach things at your school like inflation is a bad thing and a gold standard would be a marvelous and wonderful thing?
We do even do a course on how not to use plastic and how to shop for money properly.
Well, are you with Al-Qaeda or something?
No.
Hold on. The Victory Act will make that illegal, by the way. Any cash action they want to say is terrorism, any cash they say is involved with a crime now will be punishable by secret execution. Just thought I'd add that part.
I just had one recommendation for your curriculum, Man Economy and State by Murray Rothbard. And then also I wanted to ask you, what can we do to help you? I mean, who can we write... how can we donate? How can we help?
The phone number is area 512-398-5797.
And should folks call that after the interview?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're on the phone right now. What's that number again?
Area 512-398-5797.
And also, go learn the curriculum from him. And if you like it, go start setting up your own churches, your own schools in your area.
We need money. The best thing you can do is to start a school, and we have developed this so it is so easy. We're putting parents back in charge of their kids, and we're teaching the Bible and relationships before we do academics.
That is a very dangerous scenario to New World Order, Brother Jake, to get put parents back in charge of children. My goodness, that's dangerous.
The New World Order is not my idea of the world I want to live in.
Amen.
Well,
ahead.
Bush just signed on to UNESCO, and it says officially, we read the actual document, official public, this is what's public, the family is a disease, must be eliminated and replaced by the state. This is the main job of public education.
The family is an Al-Qaeda thing.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the call. Yep, that's right. Let's talk to Robert in Illinois. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, good to hear your voice. It's been a while since you got me out of that gulag, but they kept coming after me. Now I beat them on a rule to show cause, and I also beat them on this criminal charge so I can leave the state of Illinois. Two quick things I wanted to pass along. I want to thank you for your assistance. In regard to the payment of that $2 million fine.
I remember you in the newspaper. You said the government did 911. This is in the paper, so they arrested him and then later had to admit he wasn't crazy.
Exactly. And then they also had this criminal charge hanging over my head, which finally got to the point where the judge was faced with, I was going to go file federal felony.
Well, hold on just a minute. 68% of the German people think the government was involved in 911. 30% say they did it. That's a Reuters poll. I guess they're all crazy, too.
A lot of crazy people out here, Alex.
We don't think government is God. Pastor Butch Paul, is that crazy?
It is their minds, but I just finished a two-hour teaching I'm making available if anybody wants it, proving from Scripture and history that Caesar, the civil authority, is not our God, and we cannot bow or need the civil authority.
You know, I tell you what, everybody stay there, Pastor Butch. Later, I want you to spend 5 minutes on that Romans quote that they take out of context. All the disciples did, all Christ did, was fight the corrupt government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for tragedy.